Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about electronic clutter with tips on how to cut the cord. In our New Year, New You month, learn what to let go of to save money and reduce clutter.
Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., hear easy to implement tips on decluttering all areas of your life, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic. Learn how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie is passionate about supporting people in clearing clutter so they can share their gifts with the world and live a more joyful and fulfilling life.
I have saved thousands of dollars by cutting the cord. The first to go was my landline. When I met my husband, he didn't have cable TV. I cut that when he moved in. After we married, he helped me figure out a way to get rid of my cell phone and still be able to make calls. Technology and all of our electronic gadgets can easily become clutter. Tons of people have outdated electronics, junking up a drawer. Here are some ways you can cut the cord. Cut the cable TV cord. There are lots of services and apps, and I am sure more will be coming. I used to pay close to $80 a month for cable. Hulu has lots of content from major networks, mainly TV shows. It's a monthly subscription. Feelin, F-E-E-L-N, has family-friendly movies as well as short films made for the service. It too is a monthly subscription. Netflix has thousands of films in a variety of genres as well as their own produced TV shows. It does take a while for new releases and they will remove titles. It is also a monthly subscription. We had Netflix, but recently let that go because we signed up for Amazon Prime. You can sign up and purchase or rent movies and TV shows a la carte and get a decent amount for free. If you're looking for current TV, Hulu is probably better. HBO Now. We had this because we are Game of Thrones fans. We got 2 months free and paid for 1 month and then canceled. We will either buy the season or sign up again. We're trying not to watch too much TV, and HBO's got some pretty good content. Showtime Anytime has movies, sports, and original TV, and is a monthly subscription. Sling TV has a variety of 65 channels from HGTV to CNN to Travel Channel with add-on extras. CBS has all access for its shows and sports. The NHL, NBA, and MLB currently all have streaming apps, but no home games. If you have a newer smart TV, they already have these apps on them. If you have an older TV, you will need a box. Here are some box choices. Roku, which works with just about every major app. Amazon Fire TV has voice search and major apps. Apple. We had one before we got our new TV. It prioritizes iTunes shows. Chromecast, at this moment, I believe, is still the cheapest options. You are also going to need antennas for local channels. We purchased our last one at Costco for $22. We get local major networks as well as some other channels, about 15 totals. It is an HD indoor antenna. Note, if you use a box, you will need an HDMI cable. The cable will come with setup instructions and it connects you to your Wi-Fi. If you don't have the Wi-Fi hookup directly to your modem, you're going to need to use an Ethernet cable. You can use the coaxial cable to connect your antenna to your TV. Luckily, my husband helped me with all of this. I didn't have to do any of this. I don't understand what I just explained to you about the cables. So if you're like me and don't understand it, find someone who does. January is Get Organized Month and a great time to declutter and start the year clutter-free to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. For the entire month of January, we have special discounts exclusively for podcast listeners on our Declutter Your Life course, either the workbook or video, the How to Get Organized video collection, and the do-it-yourself home organization game plan. The discount code is podcast. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com for more information. Own. Ditch the landline. I have heard people say not to do this because you might not be able to reach emergencies. I haven't had an issue with this. Do your research. We also have an alarm system if an emergency were to happen. I literally set it off last night. We have a window alarm and I tripped and my husband's iPad fell. Luckily it didn't break, but it set off the alarm. And how my alarm system is set up, they can hear you talking. I just kind of became discombobulated and Joey's afraid of the alarm. So I ran up to his room to see how he was. And so the alarm was going pretty loud for about 20 or 25 seconds. And when they called, I said, oh, I'm sorry. My first concern was for our cat. Antonio didn't bother him in the least bit. And she said, oh, well, I could hear you talking. So if you were to have a fire or something, most alarm systems are set up now that they're going to be hear you speak. We have Wi-Fi and internet. And I have not noticed any downside since cutting out my phone. I have noticed, however, saving over $40 a month. Ditch the smartphone. Ditch the phone. My cell phone bill was $80 a month. With Google Voice on my iPad mini, it's free. Google Voice isn't good enough, in my opinion, to justify paying for it. They had me do a survey about a year ago that made me think that they are trying to eventually move it to a paid service. I have had calls dropped. And even when I answer it, sometimes the other person doesn't hear me. However, because I so rarely use a phone, I am okay with it. My iPad seems to get better call quality than the computer, according to people on the other end. I mainly use Skype and Google Hangouts on Air through my computer. I do the majority of my calls face-to-face, whether it's through my iPad FaceTime or through Google Hangouts on Air or Skype. I really rarely use the phone. Since I so rarely use a phone, it's not a big deal to me that it's not perfect. Google Voice gives you one number for all your phones, voicemail, organized in an email format, free US long distance calls, low rates on international calls, and many free calling features, including transcripts, call blocking, call screening, conference calling, SMS, and more. Line is an app for instant messaging on smartphones and PCs. You can exchange text messages, graphics, video, and audio media, make free VoIP calls, and hold free audio or video conferences. TalkRay free calls and texts include international calls, voice messages, pictures, and video group calls. I encourage you to look for more information from them. You can also use Hangouts on Air, Skype, or FaceTime to communicate. I much prefer face-to-face because I'm so visual, especially when I'm with a client, as there are usually a lot of visual cues. So when the phone has issues, I'm not out of luck. Remember to do your research. What is here today might be gone tomorrow, and there will be new options as well, I'm sure. You can also reduce your clutter by letting go of your camera. Most smartphones have pretty great capability and take good photos. Unless you're an amateur photographer or really passionate, most will do a quality job and you have many features such as square shots. Same goes with the video camera. Our iPads and smartphones now can do that. What electronic clutter are you going to release? Are you ready to cut the cord? Let me know your experiences. Takeaways from today's podcast. Determine what you mostly watch and then from there decide what service is best for you. Based on what you watch, you can choose the right apps and streaming services to fit your needs. Consider consolidating electronics, i.e. using Google Hangouts on Air through your iPad or the camera on your smartphone. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Thanks for listening to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 clutter-free living tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's services including coaching, classes, affirmations, aromatherapy, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course and more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.